now for Swiss Up with Dario. Now, one of the big winners, really in relative terms, of last week's elections was the Geneva Citizens Movement. The Populist Party was able to win two seats in the House of Representatives and might even win an additional seat in the Senate. Now, in this week's episode of Swiss Up, we're going to take a closer look at the party's history and its political profile. So, Dario, morning. When did it all start for the Geneva Citizens Movement? Because it's relatively speaking, fairly new.
It is indeed. The Mouvement Citoyen Genevois, as it is called in French, was founded about 20 years ago, back in 2005, by a former member of the Swiss People's Party and the member of the Liberal Party. They felt at the time that there was space in the political arena for a party that has a simple Geneva First program.
Okay, Geneva First. Right. What does that mean exactly in practice?
Well, their first slogan was literally Geneva and Genevans First. The party constructed itself entirely around the conviction that all the woes that the canton suffers from are to blame on foreigners, and in particular the frontaliers coming to work in Geneva from neighboring France.
Yes, it's all down to them. So would you
that's
call
what
it
they say.
That's what they say, right? Would you call it I think it really does sound like a right wing populist party. Really?
Well, most analysts would say so without hesitating, and me personally too, just to make this clear here. Although the movement would describe itself as a neither right-wing nor left-wing kind of party, it is true that if you look at issues such as security, law and order, immigration, or Switzerland's relationship with the EU, the party is very much aligned with the right-wing Swiss People's Party. But on some social issues, such as healthcare costs or working conditions for civil servants, for example, it is actually aligned with the left. But then again, the MCG really built its whole political identity around the rejection of frontaliers and the stoking of resentment against them in the Geneva population, which, in my opinion, and the opinion of almost everyone, anchors it solidly at the right end of the political spectrum.
Yeah, now, either way, let's say, anti-frontalier rhetoric has done it well, frankly, hasn't it?
Yeah, they became very successful very quickly after its creation in 2005. In the 2009 cantonal elections, only 4 years after its creation, it became the second most important party in Geneva, behind the Liberals. 4 years later, in 2013, it consolidated that position and rose to its best election score in the canton so far, with almost 20% of the vote.
Okay, now since those heady heights, the Geneva Citizens Movement has lost a little bit of its shine in cantonal elections.
Yes, indeed. In 2018, its share of the vote got cut in half, and the movement was troubled by conflict within its leadership that slowed its dynamic. In the last elections in April of this year, it got 11.7% of the vote, making it currently the fourth most important political force in the canton, behind the Liberals, the Socialists, and the Green Party.
Okay, now as we saw in the federal elections, a bit of a comeback on the national stage. I mean, as you talk about, so the fact it's losing its luster a little bit in the canton, how do we put that together with the fact they did so well in the national elections?
Well, there are several reasons to that, of course, and apart from the same international context that favored other right-wing parties, such as the Swiss People's Party, there are mostly two that helped the Geneva Citizens Movement. First of all, the MCG had a strong personality heading its list of candidates, and that was Mauro Boccia, Geneva's former health minister, who's widely respected for having navigated the canton through the COVID crisis, and who isn't such a divisive populist figure as some of the previous leaders of the party. So that could certainly mobilize people to vote for MCG in Geneva. And secondly, the movement benefited from apparentment of their electoral lists with other right-wing parties. Now, this is a bit of a complicated technical twist in the Swiss electoral system that would take another episode to explain here on SwissUp. But basically, it means parties campaigning together, lists that are separate being counted together at first before the votes get divided up again and specific politicians are elected. Anyways, sounds very complicated. It's technical, but it does help parties sometimes gain votes or gain votes and win elections that otherwise, if they didn't partner up with other parties, they wouldn't have. In this case of the MCG this year, it helped them have a second seat instead of just one seat in the House of Representatives. So that was another factor. And maybe, interestingly, if you look at the wins in other cantons, it is fair to say that basically in Geneva, where the Swiss People's Party and the MCG both have now two seats. Basically, in other Swiss cantons that don't have a Geneva Citizens Movement, because for obvious reasons, this is a very regional party that just exists in Geneva. In other cantons, basically those seats that in Geneva, the Swiss the Geneva Citizens Movement won, those seats also went to the Swiss People's Party. So basically, yes, they are nibbling away at the Swiss People's Party's votes in Geneva.
Okay, right, yeah. So what you're saying is those two Geneva Citizens Movement seats, if it hadn't gone that way, it would have been the Swiss People's Party. They've taken the seats off the Swiss People's Party.
Yes.
And you're right, actually, maybe another Swiss up. We should, actually, to talk about the Swiss electoral system. We'll need a strong drink for that one. Anyway, we'll move on. We'll move on. And finally, because actually they got two seats, as you say, but there's another round. Geneva Citizens Movement might actually get a third seat.
Yes, in the first round of voting for Geneva's two Senate seats, Mauro Boccia secured the lead, surpassing the Social Democrat Carlo Somaruga and Lisa Mazzone of the Green Party. The second round of votes, scheduled for the 19th of November, will determine whether the MCG will be able to consolidate its already unprecedented success in Bern.
Okay, we'll have to wait and find out. And, of course, we'll give you the news on that when that happens. Okay, Derek, I must say, just one last thing. I have to say, because the Geneva Citizens Movement, by definition, is very Geneva-orientated, I was actually a bit surprised they even, you know, ran in a federal election, frankly.
Yes, that could surprise many, but then again, their topics, well, there is the Frontalier issue, of course, that doesn't really interest most of the rest of the country because it doesn't exist. It exists a little bit in Ticino. They have a little bit the same dynamic with Frontalier coming in to work in Ticino from Italy. By the way, in Ticino, that's the other canton that has a sort of a similar movement, a similar political party that is called Lega dei Ticinesi, which was founded in the 90s already, but has a very similar sort of anti-immigration, but at the same time, social stance on other issues as the MCG. So there is another party that has sort of the same profile. But then again, Geneva Citizens Movement, they also have a lot to say about security and migration, immigration in general, and also have strong feelings against the European Union. So a lot of topics that they very well can share with other parties in Bern, and that are actually issues that are dealt with at the national level.
They'll find friends in the Bernese Parliament.
Yes, yes, definitely.
Right, anyway, Dario, we should leave it there for now. Thanks very much indeed. If you want to hear that episode again of Swiss Up, you can go to our website, worldradio.ch/SwissUp. And, of course, you can hear another edition of Swiss Up at the same time next week.